I lost myself in you today, standing on a swaying carriage, trying not to brush up against strangers, pushing my earbuds in deeper to drown out the relentless hum and whine of metal scraping on metal, facing my own pale reflection in the clouded glass doors, staring at magic marker graffiti and the coal gray tunnel walls streaking past. You spoke, and I don't remember whether it was a greeting or a command, if it was friendly or urgent with need, but just the sound of your voice made me close my eyes and let my head fall back, waiting with a shiver of anticipation for your next words. You sounded so comfortable, so far away from here, lying in bed. Maybe a languid, drowsy quality to your voice. And in an instant I was there, feeling your hand lazily drift along my thigh and up, and up, and up, while you told me how I made you feel. That tinge of desire in your voice, that ache, that need to touch and feel, to taste and kiss, to hold and guide, to fuck and be fucked, to take and be taken, to writhe and buck and come undone. I could hear it all whispering to me, pleading with me, begging me to release you from this torment of lust that binds us both. As you touched yourself, I could hear it in your breath, in the pauses, in the catches between words, in the small sounds you probably don't even know you make. And as you let your thoughts tumble freely from your lips, while you brought yourself closer, as you climbed toward that peak, panting out your pleasure, your mind alive with images of us, hard and fast and almost frenzied, as your voice climaxed along with your body and you cried out in pleasure, letting me hear it ripped from you almost against your will. I braced my hand against the glass so as not to touch myself, biting my lip in exquisite agony. My brow pinched, my eyes squeezed shut, my breath leaving me on a long, slow, jagged gust. I swayed gently along with the carriage, and I was utterly, blissfully alone. Lost in that moment with you.